What's the greatest gift a person can give to grandparents? Well, let me help you with the answer, as I give you something to think about. What's most important in our life? Most people would easily answer it's our children, our pride and joys. Our kids are most important, and they're the apple of the eye to most grandparents, too. Most people love their grandparents, and when they've died, miss them terribly. It's like a part of us has gone away because we enjoyed being with them and would do anything for them, as they would us. I've pictures of them, my grandparents. I can see all four of them now at my desk. Though the first died in 1975 and the last in 1993, they seem so alive as they meet my gaze. In their pictures, I see their strength and vitality. They are vibrant and very present. I can't help but think they are still alive and very real, somewhere. When you think about it, there's a direct link between us, the living, and our grandparents who have passed. What is it? It's our parents, who were once children and who were the pride and joy of our grandparents. Our grandparents naturally were alive and present at the birth of their children, our parents. Ideally, we will be present at the death of our parents. This is the link, the direct link between us, we and our grandparents. They were at the beginning and we at the end. They brought them into this world and nurtured and cared for them, happy and excited. The most joyous occasion of one's life is their birth. Though too young to grasp it themselves, everyone else is full of celebration. Likewise, our grandparents were present to usher into life their children, our moms and dads. And the most spiritual occasion of one's life is death. What an honor it is for those blessed with being present at the death of a loved one. Likewise, what an honor and blessing it is to be at the side of our own parents when they leave this world. What a private and intimate blessing and occasion. Will it be joyful? No, but in a way it should. Like my grandparents bringing them to life, I will usher my parents out of it, nurturing them and caring for them. As my grandparents were full of love at their children's beginning, I should be overwhelmed with wonder, joy, gratefulness, and love at their children's death. As we carry them through to their last moments, it's as if we are finishing what they started. We really are finishing what they started. I can just imagine my grandmother watching the care my mother receives, or seeing my grandfather nodding in approval as I hold my father's hand. Through my parents, I have a direct link to my grandparents, who were honored to be at their birth. So, too, it's an honor for me to be at their death. What a gift to my parents. But what a wonderful gift for my grandparents. And in a very real way, it's a gift to me, their gift, my grandparents' gift to me, to send my parents home and back to them. Those parents, those grandparents who started it. It's a handoff of great spiritual magnitude. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.